This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The FAC Ferry Advisory Committee will be hosting a biannual meeting with BC Ferries representatives at Manson's Hall on Cortez Island on Wednesday, the 27th, starting at 12:30. This meeting has a large agenda, so I met up with Chairman Michael Lynch of the FAC to find out what will be addressed at the meeting and what the best way to bring your feedback to the FAC is. Thanks, Michael.
Okay.
How long have you been on the Ferry Advisory Committee, Michael?
About 8 years.
8 years. And you've been a chairman for 5? Great. You've seen a lot of changes over the past 8 years, especially just in this past year.
The past year has been the biggest change with the introduction of the two ferry service from Quadra to Campbell River.
I know you don't have a finalized agenda for Wednesday, but you said that you're putting forth 14 points. Are you able to briefly note what some of the maybe more interesting points are?
And first of all, the meeting is the BC Ferry Service meeting. They put the agenda together and they finalize it. It is not completed as yet. We have submitted 14 items to be addressed at the meeting, which is quite a long list and will take up a good bit of the time. So far, there's no members of the public that have asked for time to make a presentation, but they still have time to approach me and do so if they wish to.
Great. So what are a couple of those main points that you're hoping to address?
First of all, we're going to start off, hopefully, with a review of the past year's service, the two ferry service from Quadra, and the extra sailing from Cortez Island, how it's worked out for the summer. Secondly, we're looking at long-term plans. We'd like to know their capital plans, when the tar check is going to be replaced, when the electrification of the service will be completed. That's very definite. Terminal and ramp updates. The new ferry to Cortez will require new ramps. The terminal at Campbell River is being updated starting this next month, actually. They're going to rebuild the administration building. So all that will be covered in their address from BC Ferries, I hope.
Great.
The things that we've submitted are a lot of smaller items, things that people have brought to the committee generally, or that we've thought of ourselves, but mostly the public have brought these items to the committee. And they can do so via any member of the committee, the four members on Cortez or the four members on Quadra. Or can contact myself, and my email is published on BC Ferries website under FACs.
Great. So what is the feedback that you are receiving from Cortez Island community members around the new services?
Some of it relates to the lack of or the stopping of the Cortez designated line in Campbell River for loading. That is not going to happen anymore. We have actually met with the terminal staff there and the manager from the terminal a few weeks ago, and they explained why they're doing that. Basically, it's because four ferries service one sailing to Cortez, so it's very difficult to get everybody in the right place at the right time. You probably notice that there's no truck lineup or anything special in Campbell River anymore. You go on the boat in line with when you arrived there. Doesn't matter what sort of vehicle, except for ambulance and police cars.
Okay, so you're saying that the terminal staff at Campbell River is loading the ferries from Campbell River to Quadra first come, first serve.
Basically,
and they're unloading them first come, first serve.
Their unloading is slightly different. They unload the upper gallery first. If you want to get off first, go in the upper gallery.
But that's for low clearance vehicles.
You can take a truck up there. My truck's been up there. A pickup truck, that is.
So there is still a limit of what kind of vehicles can go on that.
Yeah, you can't, if you're over height, you can't go up there. But
and that's the first row that gets taken off the ferry.
Generally,
so are Cortez community members offering feedback about that first come, first serve service?
Well, we've been getting a bit of feedback on that, yeah. We have to explain it. And a lot of that will be BC Ferries explaining it. I think the terminal manager will be at the meeting.
Is there any other feedback that is prominent that's been coming up?
Staff shortages, big one. I'm going to let BC Ferries answer that one because they have been making some terrific strides in that. But you can't get licensed mariners at the drop of a hat. It's a year's, many years training to get to that position, or those positions, I should say. As for local staff, I don't know what the situation is in terms of housing on Cortez. Pretty well have to have accommodation there. Not as critical now on Quadra because you can take the early ferry across to join your boat at 8:30 when the second one comes online. But we still have staffing shortages. Another thing that's appeared this year is the loading of low bed and extended length vehicles at low tides, at the super low tides. They've been covered by service notices, but the overall problem there is still with BC Ferries, and they're looking for a long-term solution.
Is there any feedback about service notices or just like communication and acceptance,
lots,
that kind of stuff? Lots. Okay.
Lots from the general public, although it's pretty difficult to criticize what they're trying to do. There are something like a million or more notices that go out every time there's a change, not always to our area. They are controlled by their operations center in who initiate the service notices. The operations centers in Victoria, a very comprehensive place, actually.
Very interesting. Is there anything else about the meeting on Wednesday? Any other feedback or major ideas, announcements, anything else that you want to mention?
If we get through the agenda within the time allotted, which is only 2 hours, there will be an opportunity for the attending public to make comments, or there is some virtual attendance as well, which is welcome to indicate they wish to speak at the end of the meeting. The meeting is going to be followed by a community information open house by BC Ferries. That is absolutely nothing to do with the Ferry Advisory Committee, although there will probably be members of the committee still there at that point.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Thanks for clarifying that. You were talking about the some million service notices that go out, and before we were recording, you had mentioned some impressive numbers around how many sailings per day are actually happening off of Quadra Island.
Quadra has 203 sailings, round trips, a week. Not all at ideal times, but it should be a time in the day when you could actually find time to get to Canberra River.
Is that just the sailings from Canberra River to Quadra, or does that also include the sailings from Quadra to Cortez?
No, that's just the Canberra River.
That's just Canberra River. Okay, so there's actually more sailings than that. They're round trip from Cortez.
Six a day, so it's 42 a week. 41, I think it is.
Yeah, so just moving into winter, are you maintaining the people that you have on the FAC right now? Will there be a chance for people to join? Are you losing any members?
Our terms of reference have just changed. So the terms of service all started out afresh for everybody in January of this year. It's a 2-year renewable term. And the number of renewals is unlimited if you want to stay on the committee. Personally, I won't be staying forever. Age is going to be a factor. But we're not looking for volunteers at the moment. Anybody who wishes to join, just let me know. And we keep a list of people that might want to join. Right now, it's a very active committee. All the members turn up for all the meetings. That's when they can, of course.
Including the regional directors. Do you want to touch on that?
Not really. The regional directors have a direct line to BC Ferries, and they are part of the committee organization, and hopefully they can attend some of the meetings. That's their position on the committee. And they could always get in touch with me and they have any questions or something they want reinforced.
Awesome. Accessing the meeting on Wednesday, if you would like to be there virtually to listen in, they can reach out to BC Ferries or you.
Yeah, I believe the website is engagement, or they can call me, Michael Lynch, at michaellynch@gik.com.
Awesome. And you were saying before, the best way for community members to engage or offer feedback from the ferries is to reach out to the FAC.
Any member of the FAC, all the members are listed in the BC Ferries website under FACs, which you find at the bottom of the page and not the top. And you're welcome to contact any of the members, and they will bring stuff to BC Ferries. We pass everything on to BC Ferries as required. Generally try not to answer policy questions ourselves.
Thank you so much for sharing, and good luck with getting all of your agenda items done on Wednesday.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.